Welcome to Office Hours from XXXChurch.com, where we answer your questions regarding sexuality, porn, sexual integrity, and more. Where nothing is off the table and all conversations are welcome. Now, here's your host, Carl Thomas.
Welcome to Office Hours by XXX Church. I'm your host, Carl Thomas. I'm a pastor, certified neurohealth coach, and a guy who frankly struggled with a lot of the stuff we are going to be talking about today for over 20 years until I found freedom about a decade ago. In today's episode, we are going to be jumping in and answering this question. What can I do if I like watching TV and movies but get triggered by certain scenes? That's what I will be discussing today. So make sure you hang in there with me. Recognize that absolutely no questions are off the table, and I'm going to be as honest with my answers as I possibly can be, so don't get offended. Without any further delay, let's jump in. Okay, so this question came in on our Office Hours page a couple weeks ago. What advice would you give me as I'm a movie buff, and I love a good TV series. However, nudity and actresses are a trigger. Viewing TV is literally a lifestyle habit from young, so it's difficult for me to just stop watching. A lot of different facets here we can dive into. I'll try to keep this simple, but first of all, let's just be honest. Watching TV and movies, there's nothing wrong with that, okay? And in today's entertainment world, there are going to be movies and TV, I guess, on certain channels where scenes can get a little mature. Okay, you might see nudity, you might see women in thongs or bikinis or whatever. Like, there's going to be triggering circumstances. And for some guys, a perfectly innocent TV show might be triggering because the actress just has really big boobs. Okay, these are the things we deal with. All right, but there is something to be said about wisdom and about commitment and about, hey, what is important here? Okay, so what I mean by that is this: there may be a season here if you're pursuing recovery where you need to limit what you watch, or you know, you just need to be smart about it. If you know a certain series or a certain movie is probably going to have nudity in it, or is going to have a actress that you fantasized about or that you find particularly attractive that you know is going to trigger you, then wisdom would say don't watch it for now. Okay, that's not white knuckling your way through recovery. That's not what I'm suggesting. But what I am saying is sometimes you just got to be smart, okay? If you're struggling with compulsive overeating, right, and you like salty snacks, I would say don't visit the potato chip. Don't visit the potato chip factory, right? Like, don't do it. You're not going to be able to say no to the free samples. You might ask for extras. Like, it's just being smart. Doesn't mean that you can't watch movies and TV for the rest of your life. Doesn't mean that you're not going to be able to turn on the occasional flick. And there might be a scene you don't like and you can just look away and keep enjoying the movie. But for now, you might need to limit some of what you watch. Now, that being said, if you're not doing any sort of recovery to begin with, right? You're not in a community like Live Free. You're not going to an online small group like Small Groups Online. You're not doing a course like X3 Pure, going to a counselor, seeing a coach, whatever. If you're not doing anything and you're just kind of hoping this thing's going to go away, it doesn't matter, right? You can limit your TV for the rest of your life. You could turn the TV off. You're never going to get past this issue. So point one, go get some help, right? If you're not getting help yet, right? Do some work. Look into these resources. You need help, all right? You need to do the process of recovery. This thing's not going to just go away on its own. Point number two, while you're in the process of recovery, while you're getting the help you need, don't be foolish and do things that are going to kind of hinder that process, right? If you know something is a problem, stay away from it. For me, I won't say the name of the series because, you know, I don't want to trigger anyone. But years ago, when I was just kind of coming out of my addiction, right, and I had been free and clean for, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 months. And I was meeting with my accountability partner. I had started watching this one series on a premium network, right? And this series was really good. It was right down my alley in terms of genres, right? A lot of violence, a lot of fighting, a lot of action. It also had a lot of sex, all right? It had a lot of sex. And I would just not watch those sections for real. I would fast forward them or look away or whatever. And I was doing pretty successful with that. And in an accountability chat with my partner, I just mentioned it. And he looked at me, he said, why are you watching that? I said, I don't know, it's good entertainment. He said, I understand that, but you have a history here. You're seeing success. Why are you going to do something like that and potentially jack it all up? Like, there's plenty of good entertainment options out there. You don't have to watch that one. That just doesn't seem smart. And I looked at him and I said, yeah, you're right. That's probably not smart. I'm going to miss the show a little bit, but it's really not that big a deal. And definitely worth ditching if it's going to hurt or potentially hurt my recovery. So that's what I did. And I haven't watched that series since. Okay. And I wouldn't watch it now just because all the garbage in it isn't worth all the good stuff. So that's where I would tell you, movies, TV, great. Limit what you watch for now while you're going through recovery. Hopefully you're going through recovery. And then eventually you might be able to expand those comfort zones a bit more. But again, just be smart about the content you watch anyway. I mean, some content's just plain old garbage and you don't need to ingest it. If you have a question for me to answer, go to xxxchurch.com/office-hours and I will answer it in an upcoming episode. That's about it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Office Hours. Have questions you need answered? Submit them at xxxchurch.com/office-hours and then tune in next week to hear what we got to say. Until then,